Dilemma 15. We are being harassed by our neighbor. What can we do? Here is the dilemma. We have lived in France for several years. Our neighbor was widowed some time ago. Before her bereavement, there were very unpleasant scenes over her cat and our very dangerous dog, our small terrier. Her husband was abusive and shaking his fists, and we felt that we no longer could maintain a relationship with them. After her husband died, all help was refused, not only by us, but by friends also. We should add she has said she hates English people, but she is English. She has little contact with our very pleasant French neighbors. About a year after her husband died, she began to watch our house from behind our hedge. She also hid from us if we were out walking our dog. In July last year, she almost certainly vandalized our car and we incurred just over 1,000 euros of damage. After this, another neighbor told us that she was drinking heavily. We suspect that our rear tire was tampered with 3 times and our post box was moved. The gendarmes were involved, but of course we could not prove anything. We live in a small hamlet, there isn't anyone else here who would do this. Our neighbors are mostly retired and have lived here for a very long time. She is unpleasant to any friends of ours, staring and refusing to acknowledge them. This week she has started to watch us again in the garden and also from a window in her house which overlooks our sitting room. It sounds silly to say this, but we are very worried that she is building up to another episode. She waits for us to close our shutters, indeed she is waiting for us to close them. She then closes her window 3 or 4 times very loudly and obviously with anger. We think she is in desperate need of help, but we in turn are becoming afraid. What can we do? Here are the therapist's answers. Therapist 1 is a counselor and life coach with experience of working with alcohol and addiction issues as well as with eating disorders, but is currently unavailable. Therapist 2 is a Relate trained counselor with experience of working with relationship issues and is an experienced couples counselor. Here is her answer. I'm very sorry that you are having such a bad experience with your neighbor and can understand that you are worried about what to do next. It is of course always difficult to complain about a neighbor in a small hamlet, but I wonder if you could perhaps talk to anyone nearby who might have known her before her husband died and find out if she has any family contacts who could be alerted that she seems lonely, distressed and is being aggressive towards you. Otherwise, it is quite often useful to go to your local mayor and ask to have a quiet word with the mayor, as they often have considerable influence and local knowledge, and could give some good advice, especially if you go with a genuine concern for someone who might be showing signs of mental health illness. I know she is English, but presumably she is also a local resident and pays her taxes as do the French residents. Perhaps it would help if you could write out a chronological list with rough dates and descriptions of the incidents you have mentioned, so that the mayor could get a clear idea of the sequence of events, and then at least you will have lodged your concerns with someone official without having to take the formal step of complaining to the gendarmes. As you said, you do need positive proof for that to be effective. It may well come to that eventually if your neighbor causes any more damage, but hopefully you might be able to get help before anything else happens. A last thought is to see if there are any British expat groups in your nearby town who might be able to give advice in a case like this, as it must be very worrying to feel that you are the target of such animosity, and it might help to talk it through with others who might have had similar experiences. Therapist 3 is a psychoanalytic psychotherapist with experience of working with relationship and many other issues. Here is her answer. It sounds as though your neighbor is suffering a lot and this is causing her to behave in a way that is threatening. You write about an incident between her cat and your dog. Were things okay before that incident? I wonder what it is that makes her hate English people, especially as she is English. This could mean that somewhere she also hates herself. You mentioned that you tried to help her when her husband died. Would it be possible for you to try and approach her again and see how she reacts? On a more practical level, I would suggest keeping a diary of the incidents and of their time and date so that you have some evidence of what is happening. How is your neighbor with the other neighbors? From what you say about her, it does sound as though she needs some sort of psychological help and it might be worthwhile your talking to your GP to see what he can suggest. It might also be worthwhile seeking legal advice as to what you can say about the situation.